From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama warns of a long fight to defeat the Islamic State. Speaking to a summit on countering the Islamic State in New York Tuesday, President Obama warned the fight against the IS group will be neither easy nor short.
This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
He said more than 100 nations and institutions have answered the call as part of a global movement united behind a mission of destroying the extremist group. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced sanctions against 25 individuals and five groups connected to the IS with an aim of disrupting the militant group's access to the international financial system. Meanwhile, a U.S. official told VOA there's been little progress in stemming the flow of foreign fighters to the combat zones in Syria and Iraq. He says IS recruits tend to be tactically proficient with significant combat experience. In Burkina Faso, the army met little resistance Tuesday as it occupied a presidential guard barracks in the capital, Ouagadougou, following the guard's failed coup earlier this month. Witnesses reported bursts of gunfire as soldiers moved in. The presidential guard, known as the RSP, took the interim president, Michel Kafando, and the prime minister, along with several cabinet officials, captive September 16th, and named General Gilbert Diendéré as leader of the junta. Diendéré asked his men to lay down their weapons. The guard launched the coup after the transitional government barred supporters of former President Blaise Compaoré from running in upcoming elections. This is VOA News. The death toll from an attack on a wedding party in Yemen soared to at least 131 on Tuesday in one of the deadliest incidents affecting civilians in the conflict between a Saudi-led coalition and Shia Houthi rebels. However, a Saudi military official denied launching any airstrikes Monday on the village of Wahija near the Red Sea city of Mocha. Hungarian Foreign Minister Péter Szijjártó Tuesday said his government will propose world quotas for nations to share Europe's growing burden of taking in migrants and refugees.
The major sources of this mass popular movement are countries which became unstable because of international political decisions. And these international political decisions were not made only by Europe. There were other big players of world politics taking part in these decisions.
Speaking in New York Tuesday, he said Hungary would make the proposal at Wednesday's high-level meeting on the migration-refugee crisis. Hungary has been criticized for constructing a fence along its border with Serbia to control the flow of people coming from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. The UN Refugee Agency says more than 500,000 migrants have made the perilous journey this year in search of safety and opportunity in Europe. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday urged South Sudanese President Salva Kiir not to betray and disappoint the international community over implementation of a regional peace agreement aimed at ending nearly 2 years of fighting.
The conflict that broke out in December 2013 dashed the aspiration of South Sudanese people for a brighter future. It shattered the optimism of the international community. Thousands of lives have been lost in a senseless conflict. We are here all to help you. I hope you will not betray and disappoint us.
Mr. Kiir, speaking via video conference, insisted that considerable progress has been made in implementing the ceasefire and said he remains committed to ending the violence that's killed thousands and displaced millions. The giant car maker Volkswagen announced plans Tuesday to refit millions of vehicles affected by an emissions rigging scandal. Herbert Diess is a Volkswagen official.
We will inform the Commissar of Industry about our measurements to fix the problems, to deal with our customers, and what is the way forward for Volkswagen to solve the issues with our diesel engines.
The cost of the refit could exceed billions of dollars. The company is under pressure to address the worst business crisis in its nearly 80-year history. South Africa's police minister acknowledged Tuesday the rate of violent crime in the country increased for a third year in a row. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.